So when you, as it were, open yourself up, I want to rape, torture all your dirty dreams. Nowhere you are more enslaved to your unconscious without being aware of it than at that point. And that's what we are getting today. Which is why the IDF perversion, Zionist perversion, perversion of the Trumpians and so on, that's the forum of new authoritarianism. And what Lacan predicted came true. What I find horrifying with all my critique of the Palestine, I don't idealize Palestinians or Islam and so on. I was often accused of Islamophobia. But what really shocks me, I'm in my old age becoming an old, almost I would say ethically neoconservative, is, do you remember, this was for me the key event, in a prison south of Jerusalem, this was in July of the last year, Taiman, or how it's called, as a Taiman, 6-7 guards, which were Jews, but with some sense of honesty, escaped and brought out with video shots, you can find them easily, what they were doing with Palestinian prisoners then. The standard procedure was to tie them down and rape them, but with a big metal stick where there were needles and razors in, they up their ass. So they were raped up their ass and dozens bleed out and so on. And the IDF police was, with a minimal of honesty, arrested some of them. Big demonstrations in Israel and then public debates. And there comes the true depression. Absolutely the majority thought, we have the right to do this. No human rights for members of Hamas and so on, but they decide who is the member. For example, this is just a brief quote from a Knesset debate. Somebody says, this is insanity. Someone in the prosecutor's office think it's possible to arrest soldiers for things they do to Nukba, Hamas unit. Then there is an interjection by probably a Palestinian member of Knesset. To insert a stick in a person's rectum, is this legitimate? The other guy replies, yes, if he is Nukba, everything is legitimate to do. Everything. Then you have debates on TV, and now this is really depressive. You cannot say this is a narrow circle of the government. Really, as my friend Owen Jones put it, the public life in Israel now is in a kind of a, how should I put it, a genocidal grip. You have debates like this, critical debates. Do we have the right to kill all Palestinians in Gaza or just men and not children and women? The predominant opinion is we have the right to kill them all because children are future terrorists and women will give birth to them and so on and so on. Now comes next provocation to you. So, you know, you got it what disturbs me here. I have no illusions here. I knew somebody who visited some Saddam's prisons after Saddam was overthrown. And what he saw there ruined his life. Opponents of Saddam were, you had them on the hanging down just by their, with rope around their testicles and so on. And so, all are doing horrible things. What I consider pretty terrifying is that this absolute openness, how you can talk openly about the right to torture people, to starve people, whatever you want, and it's gradually becoming acceptable. Now I will give you, and that's very sad what I will tell you. There are people whom I still admire in Israel, and I'm not kidding here. You know who is, for me. There are two guys, Ami Ayalan and Ephraim Halevi. The first one was ex-chief of Shin Bet, the other ex-chief of Mossad. Look what Halevi said days after September 11th attack. We don't have the luxury to wait. We have to have a viable policy which would deal with the presence in this area of the Jews and the Palestinians. And we are doomed to live together. I don't want to say we are doomed to die together. And if our approach is that we are doomed to live together, we can simply live together with one part of the equation having the upper hand and ignoring the aspiration of the other hand, and so on and so on. So isn't this a sad time when you should always bear this into account? This is already a public joke in Israel, that the ones who are really, who Netanyahu considers as enemies, are Shin Bet and Mossad. Because they are the secret police, but they know the real state of things. And one of them, the other one, Ami Ayalan, even had a wonderful proposal. He said, we should release from prison Marwan Barghouti, who is a kind of Palestinian Mandela, there for 20 years. And he said, he is the only one who can beat Hamas. Let's do this. But this is now completely, completely disappearing. And now comes I'm proceeding very quickly, next very sad point. The role of Europe here. I spoke by chance at some meeting in Ljubljana with some very high-ranking European politicians. Those who were even in the forefront of making public statements against, Israel is going too far, we cannot tolerate this. And they were from different states, different political orientations, and they were all telling me the same thing. That, I'm sorry, to this realist approach. Yes, it's horrible what IDF is doing, but ethnic cleansing works. So what we should do is formally criticize Israel publicly, but continue to sell arms, to support it, and just wait hypocritically till Israel will finish its job. And then after a year or two, we will say, okay, what can we do? This is now the state of things. This is, I think, the reality of the situation. So what structure has this shamelessness? I'm returning here to Lacan in his critique of 68, where he says that the students fear they might be carried away by buffoonery. Let us start rather from the fact that buffoonery is already there. Perhaps by mixing in a little shame, who knows, we may be able to hold it back. And interestingly enough, you find here a subtle, nice connection with Frankfurt School. You know that already in 1940, I don't know if it was Horkheimer or Adorno, or even Marcuse, sorry, I'm confused here, they introduced a term which, it's not totally correct, secondly, but it's a very important indication. Repressive disablimation. It means if you annihilate ethical barriers, if you say, I have a dirty dreams, I don't care, let's torture people, orgies, let's do all we want, there is nothing liberating in it. Freud already knew this. That's crucial to understand where we are today. Freud wrote back, even in his earlier work, that, because the usual view of psychoanalysis, it is, on the one hand, we have repression, sexuality is too much repressed. On the other hand, if you bring out the unconscious, you go crazy. You just want to screw, torture others all the time. We need a right balance. Freud, in a masterful way, he said something totally unexpected. He says that perversion is a psychic state in which the unconscious, in Freudian sense, is totally invisible, out of reach. Nowhere is repression stronger than in perversion. So when you, as it were, open yourself up, I want to rape, torture all your dirty dreams, nowhere you are more enslaved to your unconscious without being aware of it than at that point. And that's what we are getting today. This is, I think, why we need to rediscover shame. Shame doesn't mean, oh, I nonetheless have some limits. I am afraid to be very vulgar in my style, to copulate in public with a woman. No, no. Shame is constitutive of desire, which is why there is no greater betrayal of your desire than perversion. Perversion is the ultimate oppression. Lacan saw this clearly when he said that all authoritarian regimes need as their hidden obverse perversion, which is why the IDF perversion, Zionist perversion, perversion of the Trumpians, and so on, that's the forum of new authoritarianism. And what Lacan predicted came true. With this new populism, the new master's shamelessness by far exceeds the shamelessness of the old leftist protesters. Now, my final point. So what can we do in such a situation? I must do here, as a good Stalinist with a human face, that's how I now define myself, and if you were here yesterday, Rovelli gave me a wonderful answer. No, he said, I'm a Leninist with an ugly face. That's, he is on our side, you know, politically even, Rovelli. So what I want to say is that even I, in some of my books, succumb to this temptation of saying, but today critique of ideology no longer works. You can say anything, it's taken as a joke. Look at Trump. He turns everything into a rumor. There is no truth, and so on.
To continue watching this video, click the link in the top left or in the description below.
With a free trial, you can enjoy the full talk and thousands more.
Thank you for being part of the conversation.